Welcome, everyone, to another episode of What's Working. I'm Cam Marston. What's Working is the show designed to bring you the workplace, the workforce, and the marketplace trends that are shaping the workplace, workforce, and marketplace around you. The trends that impact our businesses are things that we have to acknowledge. In the past, I've talked to you about the difference between fads and trends. Fads we can watch and kind of enjoy, but we won't be impacted by them. Trends that impact your business are things that we need to consider. And this show is designed to uncover the trends. We find guests that can give us insights that'll make us a little bit better at whatever it is that we do. And the guests come from all over the nation, and I'll have one from well outside this broadcast area of Mobile, Alabama, as we come back from break and get him on the line. But let's begin. Back in the day, I used to love stereo equipment. Well, I still do. But I really used to love looking at stereo equipment. I would get the Crutchfield catalog, for those of you that remember that. And with a pen, I'd go in and mark and highlight all the kind of components that I wanted. And slowly over the years, built a stereo system that had its own cabinet and was big and had all kind of flashing lights on it. And I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. It was huge. These components were big and weighed a lot. I also had speakers by a manufacturer named B&W speakers, and they were about waist high. They came with their own speaker stands, and they were supposed to be crystal clear and all this kind of stuff. And I very seldom was able to turn them up very loud because my neighbor downstairs, when I bought these things, I lived in Raleigh at the time, would bang on her ceiling with the end of her broom when the music got too loud in my apartment. Anyway, those days are gone. Those big components are gone. Maybe they're still out there. They're not a part of my world anymore. The big speakers certainly are gone. They continue to get smaller and even further away from the components themselves through Bluetooth play and things like that. Right now, if I had a gob of money, I would spend it all on Sonos equipment. I love the stuff and it's very, very expensive. So I do it very carefully and slowly. But the evolution of the audio-video industry is something that we've all seen and been a part of. And one of my friends from back in the day, David Stolmack, who I still continue to keep touch with, has a high-end AV store in the Charlotte area. And I met him when I lived in Charlotte. And we're going to get him on the line here in a moment and talk about the evolution of audio-video technology, where it's going, what's going on with vinyl and turntables. There are plenty of people out there that really love vinyl and turntables. We're going to talk a little bit about the bottom that fell out of his business in COVID in March and April, and then the extraordinary explosion that he witnessed as a result of people realizing quarantine means I need to up my audio video equipment. If I'm going to be in here, I'm at least going to have a bigger TV, a better TV, a better sound system, etc. David, over his career, has gone through many different cycles in the AV industry, and towards the tail end of his career now, he'll admit this to you, he's looking at what to do next and whether he'll retire or keep on. He's an old friend. He's got stories to tell. He's an extraordinary Bruce Springsteen fan, and I don't say that lightly. We'll get him to talk about his Bruce Springsteen fascination in the show, as well as what he did, and I think this is most pertinent to many of you out there, to increase what's called search engine optimization. Many of you know what this is. It's the way to get your business to pop up to the front when you do a Google search. And he said he figured out how to invest in this with some help from a consultant, and it has meant the world to his business. I have spent gobs of money on SEO work for my own seminar business, only to see it all vanish and zero return on that investment. So I'm very curious what David's recipe has been and can't wait to get him to talk about that because I know it'll help me. David is a small business owner and he's talking to me and we've talked about this upcoming conversation we're about to have about the tail end of his career. What is he going to do next? Succession planning, sell it, keep going till he falls over? I don't know. Many of you out there are also small business owners. That's a lot of who this show attracts. And small business owners at the time, many times, are able to sell their business late in their career. We're going to talk to David about those ideas. But if that is your plan for your own business, now is the time to mention Sandifer Wealth Management. Mark Salyers and Jamie Sandifer have been helping small business owners who have had a kind of a windfall from the sale of their business for years. Many business owners feel really guilty. And when they sell their business, they want to take care of the family members that they feel like they may have neglected by pampering their business. Mark Salyers and Jamie Sandifer have helped these people set up plans to help family members down the road. If you're a small business owner and you're interested in a 401k for yourself or your team, they can help you with that. Sandifer Wealth Management. Find them online. Tell Mark Salyers and Jamie Sandifer that you heard it from me. When we come back, David Stalmack, audio video aficionado and small businessman on What's Working.
What's Working with Cam Marston is brought to you by Stella Artois Beer, now offering the purchase of the Stella Artois Chalice, a beautiful stemmed glass with the Stella logo. The purchase of each Stella Artois Chalice provides 5 years of clean water for someone in one of 13 developing countries around the world. Learn more at StellaArtois.com. Stella Artois. Find it wherever fine beer is sold.
At Spring Hill Toyota, it's just that easy. From our three-day exchange to free car washes, the benefits of the Spring Hill Advantage make the choice easy to see. We make it easy to own. Every vehicle comes with Toyota Care, plus our no-cost maintenance plan with free tire rotations and oil changes for 4 years. Get peace of mind with free roadside assistance 24/7. And don't forget, it's easy to buy your car 100% online. Visit SpringHillToyota.com today. It's just that easy.
I'm Eric Cromwell. The law firm of Cromwell & Associates can help guide your decisions regarding the life you've created with estate planning tools like wills and trusts. We've planned meetings with first-generation business owners and large multi-generational family groups. With locations in Mobile and Fairhope, we can assist you and your family through every stage of life. To learn more, call 251-605-9075 or find Cromwell & Associates on Facebook.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and that's why I'm right here in Mobile to help you select the right protection at the right price. I'll make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your State Farm agent, it's easy to make the right choice. You can come by, call, or click AllisonHorner.com. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm. Farm is there.
We're back. You're listening to What's Working. I'm Cam Marston, and on the line with me is wonderful old friend, guy I haven't seen in a while, but still just enjoy keeping up with, David Stalmack. David owns a high-end audio video store in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is where I met him when I lived there. And his business has been up and down over this past 18 months, and I wanted to get some feedback or information from him on what he's done. There might be something we can learn from this. But before that, David, wonderful to talk to you again. Thank you for your time, and welcome to What's Working.
Glad to do it, Cam. Good catching up with you.
Tell me, if you would, David, for everybody's sake, your background in the audio video equipment world. You've been in it for a while. Tell us the story.
Well, I opened my first store in Charlotte in 1973, which means I've been doing it almost 50 years, which is kind of frightening.
Yeah.
But opened the store, didn't have any idea really what I was doing. I was 23 years old. Opened it and took us a month to sell our first piece of equipment, even one piece of equipment. But then it started picking up, and it eventually got to be a very successful audio only. We did not do TVs back then. They were sold in appliance stores, I guess. But I ended up with stores in Charlotte, Greensboro, Columbia, and Greenville, South Carolina.
So you grew to 4 or 5 different cities, all on audio equipment in the 70s. When do you think the audio equipment, you know, the audiophile world peaked, or has it not peaked yet here in 2021?
Thankfully, I would say it has peaked, and I'm kind of grateful for that. I have people tell me all the time, like when they call or an initial conversation, I'm not an audiophile. And I think, thank goodness, because audiophiles tend to be a little harder to deal with, think they know a lot, and then want to go out and do it themselves. And that doesn't really fit our business model. We like to help people. We like to help them design what they need or come up with an estimate, and then we like to execute it for them. Because now most people do not want to hook up any equipment. It has not gotten simpler.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. It has not gotten simpler, and I used to love to get behind my stereo and plug this into that and to know how to hook it up. Now I open the box or whatever it is. I've got some Sonos equipment on order, and I'll talk to you about Sonos in a moment. And the simplicity of that and the app that it uses to set it up, I just thank goodness I'm not back there in the bowels of those components anymore. What do you think, what drove this people away from being audiophiles and more into wanting ease and simplicity and being willing to sacrifice perhaps audio quality for ease and simplicity?
It's really difficult to hook everything up. That you, most people could never program a remote control because they don't have the software. And so the equipment has gotten much better over the years. No question about that. But it's just too difficult to set up for most people. I mean, back in the 70s and then again in the 80s and 90s, people would show up at my businesses with a pickup truck, and they would pick what they want. We would put it on the truck, and they would leave, you know. And that worked pretty well for some people. But as it got more complex, that's pretty much stopped. And people have disposable income and disposable time these days in a way that they did not have before.
I'm wondering if there was a technological advance that was kind of the great leap forward that has pushed everybody into a new appreciation or demand of audio video equipment. Is there something you could put your finger on?
Well, there are a few things. Sonos is a very good solution in many cases. If somebody wants to do a theater or a media system, it's not as good there because you can't connect enough devices, and it's problematic. The sound's not quite as good. But in a lot of environments, it's very good. And it is something people can do for themselves. They can order it. They can get it from us, or they can get it from Sonos. But when they do, it is more likely they can set it up, because really what you've got to do is put it on your network and get it operating. You can have it around the house. So it's a good product. Their sales are huge, but it's not the right one for every situation.
And why is Sonos the leap forward? Is it because it's so user-friendly? Is it because it's not only user-friendly in the engagement of the product? In other words, I know how to play music on Sonos and it's simple. Or is it because it's easy to set up? What made Sonos the great leap forward?
Well, I think both things are true. It is easy to set up for a lot of people. And it sounds very good. It sounds more than good enough. And it allows you to put music around your house. Now, a lot of people have different needs, and it's better if we can hardwire things so that, you know, the sound's better, you have more control over it. But nothing is the solution for everybody, and we pride ourselves on being able to figure out the right solution for the person we're talking to.
I love my Sonos equipment. I absolutely love it. I remember when a guy came into my house, I don't know how long ago, years ago, and first told me about it, I was skeptical. Now, if I had a truckload full of money, it would likely all be spent on Sonos equipment because I can't get enough of it. And everywhere I go, there's another room that needs another speaker. That's the way I look at right. this thing. It's become a problem for me. But the yep. equipment and the sound quality is good enough for me. I seem to remember, David, back in the day, people really, and I used to have a pair of B&W speakers that were waist high. People were really intense about sound quality. However, as we've moved to MP3s as the source of our music, I guess we've sacrificed sound quality. Are those sound quality people still out there?
Yes, they are. And it's, you know, we have done 2 weeks ago, we did a home theater. We're doing another one starting next week. And in both of them, we're putting 5 foot tall tower speakers in the front, you know, the front speakers, both of them are doing 7.1. So this, there'll be 5 speakers in the ceiling, but it sounds great. I went down to listen to it because we hadn't done one like that. So in a while, if somebody's got the right room, then, you know, box speakers for the front are a great choice. Most people, though, don't have the right room or don't want to give up that much real estate, in which case we sell in-ceiling speakers, which look great and sound very good. And that's what more people are actually looking for. But as I said before, we pride ourselves on talking to the client, looking at their room, and then letting them know what is possible, and they can then make an educated decision.
Sure. Are your customers these days, David, asking more questions about removing the visual components of their audio video systems? In other words, I want an in-ceiling or an in-wall speaker so I don't have to see it. Is it more about I don't want to see the technology these days?
Yes, not only they don't want to see anything. So if we're doing a receiver and adding something up, then, you know, adding some other pieces, an Apple TV, they want to put it in a closet or in a cabinet. And so we can operate that equipment with the right remote control, which we use URC and RF signal, and it works. It's bulletproof, and they never have to see or touch anything because they are rarely putting CDs or DVDs into a piece of equipment.
No, that's so true. Yeah. We've got a wall full of old VHS tapes. We've got a wall full of old DVDs. We give them away if anybody ever wants any of them. I don't really touch the equipment anymore. That's a good point.
Yep, that's definitely true. The other thing, a big change, is how powerful streaming has become. Apple TV has the best streaming box. It's not a TV. It's a little 4x4x1 device. And like most things Apple makes, it's a little more expensive, but it's really, really good. That a new one just came out. You can stream almost anything on it. And people are really moving away from cable boxes. That change has accelerated in the last couple of years.
Let's go to break, David. And when we come back, I want to hear your COVID story. You told me as we were reconnecting several weeks ago that you were first afraid and then you couldn't keep up. And let's hear that story. You're listening to What's Working. I'm Cam Marston on the line with my old buddy, David Stolmach, high-end AV guy from the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Been in it for a while. catching up on audiovisual trends. We'll be right back.
I'm Paul Lewis, General Manager for Lewis Construction. Many of our commercial buildings you drive by daily on both sides of the bay are the fruits of our client relationships since our beginning in the early 80s. It is our mission to bring value to our clients, from retrofits to ground-up construction and everything in between. We have more advocates than any of our competitors who have been in business twice as long. Same with repeat business, same with referrals. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com and let's talk about your next commercial project.
Hi, I'm David Nelson, brewmaster and owner of Braided River Brewing in downtown Mobile. We make drinkable, flavorful craft beer perfect for life on the Gulf Coast. So pick up one of our six-packs before your next adventure or stop by our tap room for a relaxing afternoon with friends. Follow us on social media for the latest beer releases and events and ask for a Braided River at your favorite bars and restaurants. Thanks for your support. We look forward to sharing our beers with you.
This is Cam Marston, and I'm with Cajun Mike of E3 Termite and Pest Control. Cajun Mike, if a homeowner thinks they have termites, do you offer inspections? What about someone buying a new home? Can you come in and take a look and see if there are termites in their new home?
Yeah, basically what we would do on a home above and beyond anyone else is we actually do a thorough inspection. But above that, we will use infrared imaging that will allow us to see problems in the wall. And at times can tell us if there's anything going on.
That's fantastic, Cajun Mike. How can people find you?
They can find me at e3pest.com.
That's the letter E, the number 3, pest.com.
King Solomon wrote, "Without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed." The law firm of Cromwell & Associates has the legal counsel that can help your business succeed with experience in LLCs, corporations, and tax. I'm Eric Cromwell. Our law firm has locations in Mobile and Fairhope. Call 251-605-9075 or search for Cromwell & Associates on Facebook. And let's discuss how we can help you.
You're back. You're listening to What's Working. I remember back in the day of being so proud of my 5-CD carousel so that I could play music for as long as those CDs would last, 5-6 hours. I thought it was the fantastic. I now play music off of my phone. And if I read the phone correctly, I think I can play music continuously for something like 14 days. No longer is the 5-CD carousel is no longer the thing. It's now playing off the phone. And on the line with me is David Stalmack. David has seen a lot of evolution in the AV world in his time. And David, prior to break, we were talking about your COVID story. You kind of got worried and then you struggled to keep up. Tell us what happened.
Well, when Charlotte, like the rest of the country, began to shut down last March, for a month, I don't think I got a single phone call or email because people did not want us in their homes, which I understand why that was, obviously. But then after they'd been there for a while, they realized that they had things they wanted to either upgrade or add new to the home. We did a lot of Wi-Fi upgrades. And for about 3 months, it was kind of slow. But then in June of last year, it started picking up, and it has continued to be much stronger than I ever thought possible. We're doing 3 or 4 times the business we did in 2019 and double the business at least that we did in 2020. And we're doing areas we never really did before, like super elaborate outdoor sound systems around the swimming pool, which turn out great. Audio, video on the porch, surround sounds, media rooms. It's been really unbelievable and very gratifying too. And I hope it's going to continue for a while because I like being this busy.
Oh, I bet. curious, David, did you ever have inventory issues? So many people are talking about struggles with inventory, but I'm guessing in June of 2020, there was still plenty of inventory to be had to begin filling these orders. Was inventory an issue?
It was only in one category, and that is surround receivers. For like 90 days, we couldn't get almost anything. But I was able, and it still is a problem now, but I was able to buy aggressively because I'm used to having inventory from my business in the 90s. So it doesn't scare me to have $10,000 worth of inventory. I used to have $1 million every day. And even though this is a no inventory model, I was able to figure out quickly if I didn't order more surround receivers than I could possibly, than I thought I could use, I would never have enough. So that's really helped us. We have not lost any sales. A couple of times I went to Best Buy if they happened to have it, which was rare, and I would order it because I didn't want to lose the rest of the sale, and I was willing not to make any money on the receiver if necessary.
You told me that you did some interesting SEO stuff, search engine optimization, that has really impacted your business both prior to COVID and I'm suspecting during the COVID times as well. Tell me about that. Because I'm going to interrupt you before you start. I have made investments into SEO for my business that's not this radio show, the traditional business, and it feels like pouring blood down the sink. It just goes away and I have no evidence that it's working or not. What did you do?
First of all, for 6 years, I also poured a lot of blood down that sink. There was a lot of smoke and mirrors in, you know, people who say there really no SEO. And like you said, how do you know if it's really working? It's hard to tell. The biggest mistake I've made in this business is not hiring a woman named Libby Lucas to manage our website because I thought she was too expensive. About 2 years ago, I finally hired her, and it took her 90 days to where I could see improvement, which is exactly what she had told me, that it would take 90 days. But now it is just taken off to some degree, even before the pandemic. She's able to isolate the part of town that we want our message to pop up. We're very high in the search engine optimization, and I get people looking for exactly what we can do. And a great example is I always said I wanted to be able to do people who are moving, but I didn't know how to contact them. I wasn't finding them. And then we wrote a couple of blog posts about moving electronics. And almost from that day we wrote it, the first one, we started doing people who are moving, and it's now 40% of our business. At least. And those are very, very good clients.
So you narrowed your SEO work not to a city or a region, but to a part of town.
Yes. She can narrow it any way she wants. So we wanted South Charlotte as our best place. And, if you took a dot and put it down in Dilworth, which I know most people don't know what that is, but it's a very good area near here. And then if you drew two lines out to two other good areas, 90% of our contacts come from that triangle, and we're not wasting money at all on areas that we don't want to do work or it's too far away. And because we put it in the area we want to be in, we really show up great in those areas.
Interesting. I love that, that it's a very, very narrow focus. And I don't know anything about SEO other than how to pay for it and be angry by it. It's a very narrow focus, even within a zip code. It sounds like you're not even targeting a zip code. You're targeting a portion, perhaps, of a zip code.
Yeah, I was a little skeptical and I was wrong. And everything she has told me has turned out to be exactly correct. And so now I do whatever she says. The budget, she comes in on budget every month. It's a fixed expense, but man, it really works. I would not consider any other kind of advertising now. No radio, no newspaper, nothing, because the website is working really well. As a matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to somebody who works with me about what we might do to sell the business one day. And we both agreed the biggest asset we have is a website that really functions. And I believe that's true.
Interesting. So you would sell, essentially, when you sell your business someday, the main asset is a high-performing website. It's not knowledge of the business. It's not a retail space and a high-end shopping center or something like that. It's a high-performing website. That's your only sellable asset? Is that really what you think?
Well, it's the most unique one, and it's the most valuable one. So that would be something that if I could show people, which I could, how well it works, they're not going to be able to emulate that. They're not going to be able to create something like that because nobody does. It's pretty amazing. And both my consultant I was talking to and I came to that individually, that the biggest asset we have is that website. And in 5 years, if that's when I decide to sell, it could be very, very valuable to somebody. And now we've got a good reputation. We've got a lot of Google reviews, the website is a tremendous asset. And, you know, we have people who could go, you know, who might want to work for another company. So I'm not actively thinking about doing it now, but if you don't think about it at some point, you're not going to ever have anything to sell.
Yeah. Good stuff. Let's go to break, David. When we come back from break, I want to talk to you about how you get and keep staff. Because goodness knows there are people all around here in the Deep South Mobile that are looking for talent to hire and keep on. And there's help wanted signs everywhere. Let's talk about what you've done to get and keep your people when we get back from break. You're listening to What's Working. I'm Cam Marston on the line with my old buddy, David Stolmach, Charlotte, North Carolina, talking about the changes in the audio video world.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at roylewisconstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
At Spring Hill Toyota, it's just that easy. From our three-day exchange to free car washes, the benefits of the Spring Hill Advantage make the choice easy to see. We make it easy to own. Every vehicle comes with Toyota Care, plus our no-cost maintenance plan with free tire rotations and oil changes for 4 years. Get peace of mind with free roadside assistance 24/7. And don't forget, it's easy to buy your car 100% online. Visit SpringHillToyota.com today. It's just that easy.
I'm David Nelson, brewmaster and owner of Braided River Brewing. We want beer that goes along no matter where the adventure takes us and that doesn't make us choose between great beer and drinkability. We're drawn to the Delta and united by beer because to us, the best way to celebrate the Delta is to slow down and savor the moments and the beer together. Come visit our tap room in downtown Mobile and ask for us at your favorite bar or restaurant. Visit online at braidedriverbrewing.com.
Think about how people really see you. The kid at the drive-thru just sees a coffee drinker.
Please pull forward.
Your local barista sees the person who loves a smiley face in their latte.
See you next time.
It's kind of the same way with insurance. Other insurance companies just see a customer, but a State Farm agent sees more. They see you as a neighbor. Your State Farm agent is here to get to know who you really are so they can help life go right.
Call me, State Farm agent Allison Horner, in Mobile at 666-1616.
We're back. You're listening to What's Working. On the line with me is David Stolmack, an old friend in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he and I are talking about the changes in the AV world. David, prior to break, discussing a little bit about staff issues. Staffing is an issue everywhere. My impression is that you've got a good staff that's been with you for a while. How did you find them? How do you keep them?
Well, you're right. We do have a good staff, and some of them have been here for a while. And I've always known the key to keeping staff is treating them better than they expect to be treated. And, you know, in the 90s, I had 70 employees, and we did a great job of keeping them. Back then, we were, you know, very successful business that I sold successfully. And so now I believe that I attract people to work in the business who are the right kind of people. And then if I treat them right and are more than fair, then they stay. And that's been my experience. And the woman who works with me 3 days a week, like half a day, I found her on Nextdoor, that website,
yeah,
which I love that app. And I had posted I needed somebody to help me declutter a house that I was selling. And so we started there. It worked out great. Now she's been with me 5 years, and she's overseen 3 moves that I made, which were very pain to have to make those moves. And also, she does my QuickBooks. She organizes the inventory so that when I have a sale going out, to make sure I have everything. And she's an amazing asset. And I'm convinced she would never work for anybody else.
You said you treat them better than they expect, more fairly than they expect. Give me an example. Is there something that comes to mind of something you did that surprised your employee that was more fair than what they would expect?
Actually, I have a great recent example. One of my installers came to me and said, I've got a buddy. He wants to buy a TV. I can set it up. How can I make that happen? And I think in the past I might have said, well, I'll sell it to him and I'll give you 10% or something. But what instead I said, I'll get it for you and you can have it at my cost. So you can make a little money on it and you can charge them for doing the installation. And that worked out great for him because he didn't know like exactly how to order the TV. And I just decided I didn't need to make a profit on that. I needed to do it a favor for him that didn't cost me anything. But I was more than willing to do it. I did all the legwork of helping him pick out a TV. We figured it out. I got my distributor to hold one for me. And he's been out of town, but when he comes back, he'll be installing the TV Monday. And, you know, I never made a big deal about it. I never said, hey, look what I did. But I made it easy for him to make some money because it was his friend. I might have never known about this guy, and I didn't feel like I deserved the profit.
Yeah, well, that's awfully generous of you. I can see why your employee would be a little bit surprised at your generosity at that. That's a great story. It reminds me, for some reason, as we think about the next generation, and I suspect that your employee's a little bit younger. My kids very seldom watch TV. They are on their devices all the time. And we got a nice big television for one of the rooms in the house. And they have instead, my kids have chosen to spend the money that they earn from their work on monitors, which are set up in the same room where they can sit close and play their video games. So my question is, does the next generation, are they going to watch TV? And what does that mean for you?
I think they will watch TV. TVs are getting bigger and bigger and better picture than they ever have had in the past. There are record-breaking sales over this past year or two. Now, part of that's the pandemic, but I've had more than one or two couples say to me, we want a big TV, we want to put it in this room because we want to use it to bring the family together. So, my kids can have a monitor in their room, that's fine, but I want to have movie night once a week where we all do something together in the house. And that works out really well. And it also attracts people's, kids to stay there and invite their friends over. So I think as they move out and get their own places, they're not going to live with you forever, right? Or is that your plan?
No, it's not the plan. It is not the plan.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But when they have their own places, I think people will still buy big TVs, and they're going to want to get them set up properly. They're going to need a little help. So our TV business is tremendous these days.
Yeah. I'm curious. There's so much I want to ask, and I want to talk to you, David, as the connoisseur of equipment. Let's assume and I'm going to pick a time that most people can relate to. It's late Friday afternoon. You've got a nice weekend ahead, and you're sitting down in your favorite chair. You're listening to some of your favorite music, or you're watching, let's say, live sports on television. What is that equipment? What is the connoisseur use in their home environment like you?
Well, I've got a very good surround sound system. Not surprisingly, I've got a very good Marantz receiver, which powers it, and then an Apple TV connected to that receiver so that I can sit on my easy chair. I can operate everything from a universal remote control. And there's a streaming app built into the receiver. So I can stream virtually anything I want using my phone at that point. I can play a DVD. I still do that occasionally. But I'm more likely to stream a good movie or a good concert, a concert video that I can get. So, and I watch good TV. I watch a lot of sports on TV. And I still have a DirecTV account because I want to be able to record stuff on occasion when I want it. So I use it a good deal. And it's got to be, my needs are the same as my customers. It's the most important thing. It's got to be easy to operate. That is the number one thing that everybody wants. And I do too. Because if it's complicated to operate it, they're not going to use it and they will not be happy.
No. And I remember the days of coffee tables in front of the television with 6 and 7 remote controls on them and having to hopscotch between remote controls to get it to work the way you want. And it seemed like only one person in every household had the riddle for how to get that thing done. Ease of operation is key. And I agree with you on that. What brand of television are you watching?
Right now I'm watching the Sony. We do mostly Sony and Samsung, and I've been very happy with either of those. Great quality. The only problem with my Sony is I'm ready to buy a new one and it won't break. And if it would break, you know, then I could justify getting a new one.
That's right.
It's not going to break, so I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I've had that one like 3 years.
Yeah.
And the picture on the one I could get now is way better.
Unbelievable. But I know, David, from our previous conversations and our friendship, that you are, to my knowledge, the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan on planet Earth. Tell me now how many concerts, Bruce Springsteen concerts, you've seen.
I have seen 90 Bruce Springsteen concerts. And it all started when I saw him, actually the second time I'd seen him, at Ovens Auditorium in Charlotte, which is a 2,000-seat nice theater. Usually musicals are there, and it was in 1976. The next day, they had a layover in Charlotte, and Bruce and Clarence Clemens, the fabulous saxophone player, walked into a record store that I owned, and they walked there because they didn't have a car, and it was the closest place they wanted to buy records. And so they came in. Springsteen was very friendly, and Clarence was great. And that started a relationship we had with Clarence until he passed away about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Great following, great fans. David, I appreciate it. Where can people find your website? You mentioned some interesting things on your site, the way you set that thing up. What is your website?
Charlotte.com.
Excellent. David Stolmack, old friend of mine from Charlotte, expert in the audio video industry, giving us a sense of what's changed and how he survived during the pandemic. David, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cam. I really enjoyed it.
We'll be back after this break with final comments.
What's Working with Cam Marston is brought to you by Stella Artois Beer. Stella Artois is a perfect beer for celebration. Nothing caps off a big sale, hitting your incentive goals, or a profitable quarter like a round of Stella's. Brewed first in 1708 as a special Christmas brew, today Stella is a gift for everyone to enjoy year-round. Stella Artois. Find it wherever fine beer is sold.
This is Cam Marston with Cajun Mike of E3 Termite and Pest Control. Cajun Mike, houses on pilings can have termites eat their way up inside the piling and enter the house. The homeowner never knows about it, but your company offers protection. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Cam. Basically, what we have designed is a program, and what we do is we will actually drill to the center of the pilings and put a product in the center that will stop the termites from coming up into the home.
Stucco exteriors as well?
Correct.
How can people find you, Cajun Mike?
They can find me at e3pest.com.
That's the letter E, the number 3, pest.com.
At Spring Hill Toyota, it's just that easy. From our 3-day exchange to free car washes, the benefits of the Spring Hill Advantage make the choice easy to see. We make it easy to own. Every vehicle comes with Toyota Care, plus our no-cost maintenance plan with free tire rotations and oil changes for 4 years. Get peace of mind with free roadside assistance 24/7. And don't forget, it's easy to buy your car 100% online. Visit springhilltoyota.com today. It's just that easy.
It's Cam again. Each Friday, my 3-minute commentaries called Keeping It Real are broadcast on Alabama Public Radio at 7:45 a.m. and 4:45 p.m. For 3 years, I've shared my thoughts and insights on the world and on life as I watch it go on around me. They've won a few statewide and national awards, and I really enjoy them. My goal for the commentaries? I simply want them to make you nod at something that you recognize, or smile, or maybe chuckle to yourself. Our world faces a shortage of good intentions these days, and my Keeping It Real commentaries are my effort to help fill this void. Search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston in your Facebook search bar or on your favorite podcast app, and I hope you enjoy them. Well, I got to thank David Stolmach for being available for the show. He doesn't stand much to benefit being in Charlotte and doing a show here in Mobile, Alabama. Of course, he will take this podcast and utilize it to promote his business and his what it is he does in and around Charlotte. But his was a gift of time, and I'm grateful for his willingness to do so. Folks, the podcast subscriptions, I'm happy to say, continue to increase, and we continue to see increased downloads each month. And very proud of those success. If you ever want to subscribe to these podcasts, you can go to whatsworkingcam.com. Again, whatsworkingcam.com. You'll see the different locations where the podcast is available. You can also listen to the show at that site. And you can use these podcast links at whatsworkingcam.com to subscribe. Download them. Send them to friends and neighbors and people who you feel should hear those shows. John Thompson, I'll mention him again in a minute. John Thompson, the show's producer, says we've now done 170 shows since I began this 4 years ago. 170 shows. That's, let's say, 130 more than I thought I'd do. That's not too bad. And continue to enjoy it. The listenership continues to build. My advertisers are pleased with the results from being on the show. We cater to the decision maker in the workplace. 45 years old and older decision maker in the workplace. That's who we attract. And that's who I'm proud to continue to educate on this show. Interesting about technology and this reversion we see in many cases. David talked about these tall speakers. I thought we'd seen the end of those things. Speakers continue to get smaller. And it's like so many things that you think you've seen the last of an item, then they come back and are featured in some way or another. An example would be a turntable. I thought I'd seen the last of the turntables. Now they're very in demand, and a particular type of person, usually affluent, by the way, tends to collect these types of things. And it may be that those big speakers that you have in the corner of your house somewhere and are looking at them going, man, these things take up so much space. If you just set them aside, put them in the attic or something, set them aside, they may be popular again. They may be deemed the best sound versus the smaller and smaller speakers that continue to disappear into tinier spaces. Though I'd have a hard time being convinced that the Sonos equipment around my house was no longer relevant. I love the stuff. Sonos is where, like I said on the show, if I had extra dollars, I'd plunk it all down into Sonos. I can't get enough of the technology of the Sonos product line. It's just wonderful. And this is not, I'm not a paid endorser for Sonos. Want you to check us out on social media. Cam Marston. We've got an Instagram page. I've got a Twitter page. I've got a Facebook page. Of course, I say that because people my age tend to go to Facebook. I even have a TikTok page, believe it or not, just because I felt I should claim that space before someone else claimed it using my name. Many of these places, you'll find me listed as Cam Marston 1. I want to thank everybody who's so kind and generous to help me build this show each week. And then again, I want to thank John Thompson, the show's producer. I'm keeping him off the water by doing this show. He is bitter, but I'm grateful for his help. You're listening to What's Working, folks. We'll have another show next week. Have a good week, everyone.